This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 48 degrees with some light rain and fog and mist and just a little dreariness out here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our 98.9 WXCO studios. It is Tuesday, November the 5th of 2024, and it'll be a day that people talk about in history. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up at the end of the program. We will have 85th Assembly District Democratic nominee Yi Leng Zhang coming up at 9:21 this morning, so plenty of election talk, but we get a chance to kind of step away from it a little bit, because every other Tuesday morning we are very happy to welcome in Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library to talk about things going on just down the road here in downtown Wausau.
Robin, good morning. Chad,
good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
And I was saying, I know obviously today a big day, and man, if you go to the library you can read a lot about elections. And
sure can. Yes.
And I was saying that I've always been somebody that's been very interested in, I go to a certain part of the library. Mm-hmm. It's the nonfiction, where it's either history, where they have, you know, basically goes, you can basically walk through history just by going in the stacks and seeing the Civil War and the 1800s and the 1900s and World War One, World War Two, see the biographies as well. For folks that are just, you know, just want to sort of get lost in history, like myself, mm-hmm. it's wonderful to just walk through those stacks, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a ton of history books, especially just aisles and aisles and rows and rows, because people are always interested in the past and what happened and how we can learn from that and grow from those experiences and see what that means to us.
And obviously the future is also very well represented. Yes. I was saying to you how often you get the new books, and you were saying all the time.
All the time, yes. Yes, we love getting new materials in the library. Pretty much every week we have something new coming in, either for adults or for kids. Just trying to keep on top of that and, you know, keep everyone happy with the new stuff we're bringing in, try and get rid of some of the stuff that isn't circulating so well. So it's right. It's a balance game for sure.
And I was saying as well, because of that, you don't have unlimited space when it comes to the library.
Unfortunately, no.
So you have to, you know, remove some books to be replaced with the new books. But that's good news for folks that are friends of the library, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Speaking of, right?
Friends of the library. Yeah, we have our Friends of the Library book sale coming up. This week is open to the public for the 3 days, November 6th through the 9th. So Wednesday, November 6th is the Friends members only sale. So if you are a member of the Friends group, it's a $10 fee per year. You get in, you get a little bit early access to some of those books, kind of get first dibs. So that's always fun. And that is from 5 to 7:30 on Wednesday night. But then after that, the sale opens up to the public for the next 3 days. So all day Thursday from 9:30 to 7:30, and then Friday from 9:30 to 4:30, and then on Saturday from 9:30 to 3:30. And we are offering our bag sale all 4 days, actually, this time. Mm. So folks can come in and get a great deal. You get a paper grocery bag, and you fill it up with as many books as you can for $6.
And that's insane.
It's crazy. Yeah. And especially our last sale, we only offered this on our children's and young adult material. And this time it's open to the full collection down there. There are a couple items that are maybe newer or really pristine condition, mm-hmm. that won't be included. But for the most part, that bag sale is on everything. So great time to stock up before the holidays, give some extra books for gifts. Perfect time.
One of the wonderful things I imagine as well is when you get there to be able to go through all these books that are up for sale and then find that little bit of a hidden treasure.
Yeah.
Because I was saying to you as well that there are times I like going back and reading some of the history books that were written, 20, 30, 40 years ago, because there is a perspective that's mm-hmm. a little bit closer maybe to the time as well. Just because a book is removed doesn't mean there's not wonderful hidden treasures during this book
absolutely.
Sale, is there?
Mm-hmm.
But again, just that's starting. The preview is tomorrow.
Correct.
And then open to the public after that for the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And is there any times that the people should know about? Is it just basically afternoons, evenings, or anything like that?
Yeah, basically all day. Kind of give us half an hour in the morning to get open.
Right.
And then we'll kind of close up the last half hour before we close at night. But pretty much anytime the library is open, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come on in and shop.
Fantastic. Great opportunity. And again, just $6 for a bag of some wonderful reading materials. Fantastic. Take advantage of that coming up at the downtown location here starting tomorrow if you're a member, and then the rest of the week otherwise. But that's just one item that's on the list of some of the great activities mm-hmm. going on, whether here downtown or throughout the county, right?
Yeah. So going back to, I know last time I was here, we talked a little bit about International Games Month and our first event. So our next one is coming up this Saturday. I shouldn't say our next one. Our next bigger one is this Saturday. It's called Mystery in the Stacks, and it's a murder mystery event. So you'll go in with your team. You'll get these clues. There's the prompt is kind of, there's a librarian who wrote a book, and her dinner guests come to the party, and they found out that she wrote about them, and they didn't know about it, and they're not so pleased. And then, lo and behold, Marion turns up deceased, and we need to figure out who did it.
The traditional murder mystery, right?
Yeah. So we're super pumped. That one's going to be on Saturday all day. For teens and adults is really the audience that we're looking for that one, best suited for them. And that one's kind of running all day. We'll have groups starting at 9:30 and then going until the last session will start at 3:30. We are asking that folks register for that one online, mcpl.us, just so that we make sure we have enough spots for everyone.
That's a wonderful problem to have.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds very, very cool. And again, that's here downtown?
That's here downtown, yep, in Wausau. And then going along with some of our other Games Month events, tonight at our Wausau location, we're having a card game night. So from 5 to 7, all ages, families can come on down. We'll have a wide variety of card games. We'll have some staff members ready to help teach you some new ones if you are ready to learn a new game.
Get away from all the Election Day stuff
exactly,
for a couple of hours.
Exactly.
That's wonderful,
relax
actually.
Relax a little bit. Yeah, get your mind off of other things, for sure.
And the thing about it is the card games do relax, because actually that's one of the things I do to relax. I'm actually taking some time off next week, and I'm going to go play some cards next week. So again, it gets when you get involved in a card game, it does. You get away from everything else. You're focused on the game. You're focused on the folks you're hanging out with. So that's a wonderful event tonight from 5 until 7. What else?
So let's take a look here. On Thursday night at our Wausau location, we have kind of an interesting program coming up. I'm not sure if we've done anything similar. It's called Stuffed Animal Emergency Room, Basic Repairs for Fabricated Friends. So earlier in, I think it was early September, we had a Stuffy Adopt-a-thon for children, where kids could come in, adopt a bunch of stuffed animals, bring it home. And so now we kind of have that, if you've had your stuffed friend for a month or two, mm-hmm. and maybe it has a tear in the side or its eye is coming out, our adult reference librarian will teach you how to repair those things. So putting the eye back on, putting that stuffing back on the inside where it belongs. No sewing experience is needed. So she'll teach you all the basics, kids, teens, adults, whoever's interested.
Fantastic. And again, those little things that's one of the things I've noticed over the years talking about some of the events here at the library are those little things that, it's just useful. And sometimes you don't even really think about it. But again, and the idea of being able to go in if you have no experience with it. You guys are so welcoming when it comes to that.
Yeah. And just for a chance for folks to come in and learn new skills, thinking about it, this is embarrassing to admit, but I don't really know how to sew.
I've feel the same way.
So that would, I could go and I could learn a new skill and come away with some knowledge that I didn't have before. So
fantastic. Anything else that we should be thinking about as we, I mean, hard to believe, into the month of November?
I know. There's always so many things going on. On this Saturday, we have Dino Chris coming back. We've had him in the past several times. Always brings in a crowd. Always popular. He'll be talking about the Triceratops, which is the... not fossil, but the replica that we have in the library, kind of in the window in the rotunda. Yep. So he'll be talking about the Triceratops, all about that. You know, its features, its diets, anything you want to know. It is Dinovember, as we call it at the library. So our children's area is dinosaur themed right now. Lots of dinosaur activities happening throughout the month.
Kids must love that.
They do. Kids love dinosaurs. That is... That will never stop. They will.
Another aspect that you do. I mean, you do have the projects that are geared to the kids. You have the projects that are geared towards the teens and the, and the adults as well. Really interesting stuff. And I know that we got about 2 minutes to go. What else do you want to make sure that we talk about before we do wrap it up?
Yeah. So real quick, our next International Games Month, our big Saturday one, I want to mention because I won't be here before that.
Sure.
But that will be Saturday, November 16th. And that one is Oregon Trail Live.
Hmm.
So for folks who maybe remember the computer game or video game, I know I played it when I was younger in elementary school. You know, you're trying to get out west, see if you can survive cholera, see if you can, you know, your wagon wheel doesn't fall off. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of millennials are feel really nostalgic about this game.
Sure.
So really excited for this, just having a live version of it. So you'll have some big dice that you'll roll, and an even number means one thing, an odd number means something else. And there's some other, I'm sure, challenges that you'll stumble on across the way. But that one will be happening at our WASA location all day on Saturday, November 16th. And we are asking that folks register for that one as well on our website.
I would think so. That sounds like something people really love to be part of on a Saturday in November. Again, we've talked about a number of different things going on this week and next week. The best way for people to catch up, maybe they had something that sparked in their mind. Again, go to the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
MCPL.us.
Yes.
That I always remember that one. And also great, and I always look when I'm talking to you, the Facebook page, you always update things as well.
Yeah, yep. We try and include like a weekly, what's happening this week at the library, at all the branches, at all of our locations. So
wonderful.
Easy way to stay updated.
Robin Vargas, again, appreciate you stopping on by.
Thank you.
I hope you didn't get too wet walking down here from
Not
the library.
Not too bad.
Very good. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, see you. Thank you.
The time is 9:18. We're going to come right back and be talking to 85th Assembly District Democratic nominee Yi Leng Zhang. Coming up next, it's Election Day here on the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, and very happy on this election day. Yep, the finish line is finally here. And one of the races that's been watched exceptionally closely is the 85th Assembly District here in central Wisconsin. We're very happy to welcome back to the program the Democratic nominee, Yi Leng Zhang. And Yi, thank you again for coming on by.
Thank you, Chad, for having me here. It's always a pleasure to be here.
What are your thoughts today? Obviously, election day has been a long grind.
Yeah, well, you know, now it's up to the voters. We're thrilled about the work that we've put in. My volunteers and myself, we've gone out there and knocked on over 30,000 doors. You know, I've knocked on over 7,000 myself. And we've been talking to folks at the door. And what they've been telling us is that they're eager for a change. And I think there will be a change here tonight.
What is the final message you've been talking about? Maybe the last weekend? Because obviously people have seen the commercials, which I tell you, you got to fight against a lot of misinformation out there. But you've been talking about a lot of issues. What has been the final message? What are the things you want the folks to think about when they finally go into the voting booth today?
Yeah. So when I'm talking to folks, I'm talking when they're going out to go and vote. I ask them to think about their parents, their history, you know, their the future. Think about their kids. Think about their neighbors. And not just to vote for themselves, but vote for their fellow Wisconsinites. And most importantly, I tell people to be kind. You know, I tell people that we, regardless if we're Republicans or Democrats or Independents or if we're left wing or right wing, we're all of the same bird. We're one of the same country. We're all here together, you know, indivisible under God. And, you know, and we're working together mm-hmm. to ensure that all our neighbors and everyone has the right to live the American dream.
How do you keep that attitude? Because when you came in here, I said, I frankly get angry sometimes when I see some of these spots. And yet you seem to have this equanimity about it all. How did you get to that where you don't let it get under your skin?
You know, I learned it from my parents, you know, who both faced persecution, who lived in a refugee camp, came to America, experienced, you know, racism as well. But they continue to realize that America is the best place to be, the world where you want to be. And it's the place that you can make dreams come true. And that whole positive ideology continues to stay with me, and I continue to pass it on to youth that I mentor, to people that I've spoken with, and continue to spread that positivity, you know, because regardless what happens here, at the end of the day here, we're all Americans, we're all Wisconsinites, and we're all neighbors, and we're just trying to live that dream.
And I salute you, because I think in a cycle where the negativity has been more than we've ever seen before, you've still put a lot of your money that you've raised for your supporters and yourself towards positive campaign spots. And I was talking earlier again that we need heroes here right now, because I think that all the negativity not just hurts the candidates, but it hurts the system as well. And having that, having, again, believing in our system, believing in democracy, that's something that I see that comes from what I've seen your campaign be about.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I've heard when I'm talking with folks at the door is they're tired of the negativity. You know, they're tired of the attack, the mudslinging, and they would just want to hear discussions about facts. I mean, the purpose of a discussion shouldn't be to win. It should be to advance our community, advance our world. And that's the whole ideology I have here. And, you know, as I said earlier when we were talking, I don't attack people. I attack the ideas that whether I disagree with. Just because I disagree with folks doesn't mean I hate them. They're mm-hmm. still Wisconsinites. They're still my neighbors.
I was coming into work this morning, and I'll be going to vote at lunchtime, and I vote in the village of Weston, which is you are the DCE. I'm in that district there. Mm-hmm. They were lined up down outside the Village of Weston building. I mean, when you see that, does that make you optimistic when you see a lot of folks out there getting ready to vote?
It does, but it makes me optimistic, but it also makes me proud. You know, I'm proud to be an American, and the reason why I say this is because, once again, my parents came from communist Laos, and they didn't know what it meant or what it felt like to be able to exercise their ability to vote, to be able to vote for who will you know, lead this country in the future here. And just being able to see democracy in action, that continues to inspire me and makes me proud of being American.
That is a wonderful way to think about it, because, again, what we try to do is talk about democracy, talk about without individuals being involved, the system falls apart. And you've been involved in so many different ways. Again, for folks, again, may not have been watching as closely, because there are some people that don't watch as closely. Why are you doing this? Because you've been somebody that's worked within the Hmong community. You've worked on the county board in the past. You've been part of the DC Everett School Board. Why was this race important to you?
Yeah, me as an individual, you know, I've dedicated my life to community service. I've been a public servant. I've been working hard to ensure that folks' needs are taken and are addressed. And I've been that person. And when I see my fellow neighbors struggling, you know, with childcare crisis, with the housing crisis, with the cost of living, women's reproductive rights being challenged, and our communities, first responders not being supported, and our teachers and our public education not being supported, I can't just sit around and do nothing. I'm an impatient person mm-hmm. who likes to see action. And when I'm talking with leaders at the state level and they're telling me, wait, 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 I can't wait any longer. And I want to make sure that I do whatever I can here to make sure that the people of the 85th here, their concerns is addressed.
Are you going to be able to sleep well tonight?
I think I will have probably the best sleep I'll have in a while. I think that, regardless, of what the outcome is, because it is in the hands of the voters, I will be proud of the actions and the work that me and my team has done.
Is there anything in particular you're going to be looking at tonight? Is there anything that you feel is, hey, I want to see this happen or that happen? Is there anything you're going to be keeping a close eye on?
Well, I obviously we'll always look at the presidential election, the Senate election, and my election as well. But, I think what I'm very interested in is the voter turnout. Yeah. I know it sounds kind of strange here, but, we know for the longest of time that there are folks that sometimes don't believe in the election system, But just seeing folks go out and vote, that makes me proud. That makes me proud that it's democracy in action.
Here. And I imagine for any candidate, if everybody goes out and votes, then let the chips fall. Exactly. But it's when folks try to keep people away or try to lower the amount of people that vote, as long as the folks have their say, that's America, right?
Exactly.
Again, I know it's been a long grind. I know you have some more work to do here today, but I'm really glad you were able to stop on by. Hopefully things go well, and then hopefully we can start talking about some issues as you get to work in Madison.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Yi Leng Zhang, 85th Assembly District Democratic nominee, on the ballot today here on Election Day. The time is 9:29. Back with more after an information update on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Here's the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, that will be our final candidate discussion of the election cycle. Then we can get back to bringing on elected officials, talking about issues. And one thing I hope that we're able to do after we get through this election day is to get out of the constant election cycle. Let the folks that are elected do their job. And let's, allow them, whether you agree or disagree, whether you voted for them or didn't vote for them, to have an opportunity to do the job. And then make your judgments, because soon enough, there'll be another election cycle. And then you'll be able to, do it. And the thing about it is, I think we said this back in the spring, after the mayoral election here in Wausau, that, hey, we may not have been happy with the results. I'm a big fan of Mayor Rosenberg, but we have to give Mayor Denny an opportunity.
We agreed to give him a chance.
And we've given him a chance, and unfortunately, he has made a couple of moves.
It took a sideways turn.
Again, people are going to, ultimately, then you make your judgment based on what they do. So, again, thanks to Yi Leng Zhang for joining us. And, again, that's a race that we're going to hear a lot about during our coverage tonight, because Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation area and our political editor here on Civic Media has talked about a handful of races that are going to be vitally important for the Democrats to have any chance of getting a majority in the state assembly for the first time in well over a decade, and that is one of those. It's as part of the new maps, it's an evenly split Democratic and Republican district. So that's going to be a very interesting race. And one of the things that I'm very curious about is the effect of the negative advertising against Yee. And again, I've been very, and he is so calm about it. It shows a lot of, I think, intestinal fortitude not to get as upset as I do.
Maturity also.
It certainly does. So it'll be an interesting race. And that, I want to kind of go over the ballot here. This is the ballot I'm going to have coming up. And I know that in different areas of our listening area, it'll be slightly different. But I'm going to kind of look at what I'm going to be voting for. And I think, in a sense, I think you'll probably be similar, maybe not exactly the same. But this is today's general election. The first question on the ballot. President of the United States, and you got
that one on my ballot too.
The Democratic ticket of Harris and Walz, the Republican ticket of Trump and Vance, but there are others on the ballot. And
yes, I was looking at these. I was a little confused by all these different, groups.
Well, they are all there. And one thing I want to say, over the weekend, I saw a commercial for the presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party, and it was one of the most disturbing commercials I've ever seen. The man's name is Chase Oliver. I'd never heard of him. I had never seen any spots. But on the weekend, I saw this spot.
Of commercials for him.
But he has this spot where it's basically shooting. He's shooting a gun. He has close-ups of the gun. He has close-ups of him shooting the gun.
Oh, dear.
That basically, that is his, the Second Amendment. But the idea of the Second Amendment and this guy just shooting guns all over the place, I found it to be disgusting in my personal opinion. But just to list off the other candidates for president of the United States.
Please.
We got the Constitution Party. Randall Terry is the presidential nominee. Libertarian, Chase Russell Oliver. The Green Party, and that's one that people have been talking about, Jill Stein. You got the Party for Socialism and Liberation. You got the Justice for All Party, a man named Cornel West, who's been a political figure for a very long time, but now. And then the last one, the We the People Party, a man named Robert F. Kennedy. You tried to get off the ballot, but they would not let him do it. The United States Senator, you got Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde, but also two others are on the ballot. Mm-hmm. You got Phil Anderson. The party name is Disrupt the Corruption.
Yes.
And then you have Thomas Leaguer, the America First Party. I thought that was the Republicans, but they talk about that all the time.
Apparently not. It's a different group.
So that's the United States Senator. Four different people on the ballot. Tammy Baldwin, Eric Hovde expected to be the two that are fighting for the victory tonight. Mm-hmm. Got the United States Congress, Representative District 7. And we've had Kyle Kilborn on this program a number of times. He is the Democratic nominee. And Tom Tiffany, looking for, I believe, his fourth full term in office. And he has been running again, basically one trick pony ads, all about the border. So Kilborn and Tiffany, the only two on the ballot. You got the representative to the Assembly, District 85, Yi Lengzhong, Democrat, Pat Snyder, Republican. It's interesting. I know Yi from our discussions. You know Yi from going to school with him. I know Pat from working with the man. We were part of the same morning show for a time. But so that's Assembly District 85. Marathon County District Attorney, just one on the ballot. Kyle Mayo, Republican. Mm-hmm. No Democratic. Marathon County Clerk, just one on the ballot. Kim Trueblood, Republican. Marathon County Treasurer, one on the ballot. Connie Byersdorf. Marathon County Register of Deeds, just one on the ballot. Jennifer Lemmer.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the final question on the ballot I will see coming up in just a little while is the State of Wisconsin Eligibility to Vote Referendum.
Yes. Now, the first time I was reading this,
they changed one word from the current Constitution. Yeah. One word.
First time I was reading this, I was very confused about the terminology. I actually had to look it up to actually see what it meant, and I still had trouble understanding it. So I talked to my parents, and my mom and dad were able to look it up. They were able to get more information on it, and they also, a few of our friends from the church were looking at the referendum as well. And they were able to get a better understanding of what it was. And my mom told me, and now I know what to vote for on that. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
About it.
I'm going to say vote no because basically, again, it's a very, very, very subtle change, but it's a change that basically those on the right are trying to make in order to try in different time frames in the future to be able to maybe tighten things up in terms of who's eligible to vote.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, if again, it's not great to have this not have the trustworthiness, but at the same time, I just don't trust them. That why are they trying to change one word on this constitutional question if they weren't trying to again stifle the vote, suppress the vote? And as and when I said to Yee just a few minutes ago, one of the wonderful things is seeing the people lined up to vote. Because again, the only way our system works is if we are involved, if we have a definite piece of skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And because if we don't, then it's then the system it cracks. It crumbles.
It does.
So again, I don't want to see it where eligible voters are put in a position where they have to fight folks on the right to make sure they're able to vote. And I think this is, again, they keep on putting out these referendum questions. And I do not have a referendum question for schools, but there is a school board referendum in Mosinee. There's a school referendum, I think, as well in Marathon. So there's and frankly, throughout the state of Wisconsin, and that's one of the jobs that I think, whether it's Yi Lang Zhang or Pat Snyder, whoever is elected in the 85th, and of course in the 87th, we had Bill Switala. That's part of our listening area as well.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Democratic candidate. Some of you have a chance to vote for him, or the Republican who is the mayor of Mosinee, Mayor Brett Jacobson. So again, that is one of the races that will be kept an eye on. But there's a number of assembly races because some of the lines are broader. I mean, bigger areas.
Yeah.
But the 85th is actually a much smaller area. So because the lines are based on population. Mm-hmm. And the 85th has a bigger population center here in part of Wausau. So again, that's on my ballot, but the bottom line is get out there and vote. I mean, again, we talk about maybe who we would think about voting for or what we think about in terms of some of these questions, but the bottom line is if everybody gets out and votes, then there's nothing that we can really complain about. Then the mm-hmm. will of the people is there. But I don't want to hear again that X number of percent did not vote.
The election was rigged. Or
right.
Anyway.
Everybody go out there and vote.
Just drop that.
and frankly, the thing about that is if you have the evidence, bring it out. I mean, again, after the 2020 election, they went to court over and over and over again, mm-hmm. and judges, some of which were put on the bench by Barack Obama or George W. Bush and Donald Trump, all said, there's nothing here. Again, they're chipping away at our system. We can't have that. And something that, after we're done with this election, that I am going to focus on, I'm going to talk about, is we have to make some changes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that the money that's put into these campaigns for false spots, something has to be done. Number one, somebody that is a billionaire should not have more voice than people that are not billionaires.
These ads need to be regulated. Personally, I think that there should be like a certain number of negative ads that can be played, but there should also be a certain amount of positive ads. Like, you shouldn't have like a surplus of negatives and only a few positives. You have to have a balance of both, and don't let them all be like third party ads, these negative ads.
Unfortunately, real quickly before you continue, is that mm-hmm. the Supreme Court, more than a decade ago, in Citizens United, basically opened up this box. And we have not had the courage within the United States government, the Senate and the House, to then pass a constitutional amendment. Because the idea that the Citizens United that opened up the box, and so many years that were worked on by Russ Feingold and John McCain for campaign finance reform to try to clean up the whole election
system.
Yeah.
And then to have them finally be able to pass something, not exactly what they wanted, but it was a step in the right direction. And then for the Supreme Court to say, nope, nope. Everybody can just basically just pour the money into the system. And like you said, we had our number for the day yesterday. Unbelievable.
$10.5 billion in ads this year.
And up,
it's only this year.
Yeah, and up a billion from the last cycle. It just keeps going up and up and up and up. I mean,
there has to be
there's gotta,
more
and again,
regulations.
I'm not saying that there should be, you know, where there's no opportunity for candidates and even third parties to put it out there, but this unregulated nonsense, something has to change. It hurts our system.
It's not working.
And again, just to see some of the, I call it character assassination.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. It's wrong. And as I said, for people out there who may think about running for office and you see that, they'll say, why do I want to put myself through that? I do want to serve, but I don't want to be assassinated like that character-wise. It's wrong. And again, I give great credit to everybody, Republican, Democrat, even the America First Party, who's out there on the ballot running. I say congratulations on running your races. Congratulations on being part of the system, being part of what has made this country great for 2.5 centuries. So, again, great courage being shown by so many folks who are running for office, and now they wait. And there's going to be people that are very happy, and there are going to be people that are very sad, because it's not easy to lose. It's not easy to put yourself out there and not win the election. So
it is hard.
It is. So, again, all right, we're going to loosen it up for the final few minutes of our show. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our daily history lesson. We're going to see if Ian can make a 2 out of 2 this week.
Yes.
On our number for the day quiz. So that's coming up. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52, 48 degrees under overcast and light rainy skies here in central Wisconsin. Today, Election Day, the 5th of November, 2024. It is day number 310, 310th day of the year, 56 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1895, George B. Selden was granted the first U.S. patent for an automobile. On this date in 1994, former President Ronald Reagan disclosed he had Alzheimer's disease. On this date in 1996, voters returned President Bill Clinton to the White House for a second term. He defeated former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole in the election. On this date in 1998, a study showed strong genetic evidence that Thomas Jefferson fathered at least one child by his slave, Sally Hemings. On this date in 2006, a toilet, which flushed to the sound of Italy's national anthem, was impounded by police in northern Italy, sparking great patriotic debate. The offending toilet was the creation of two local artists and was on display at a museum. Prosecutors said the Italian anthem is a national emblem which should be protected and should never be opened to ridicule. Also on that date, 2006, Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by hanging by an Iraqi court. On this date in 2022, Singer turned rapper and actor Aaron Carter was found dead at his house in Lancaster, California. Some famous people are celebrating their birthday today. Art Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel fame is 83 years old today. TV personality Kris Jenner is 69. Actor Robert Patrick played the evil Terminator in Terminator 2 Judgment Day is 66 years old today. Singer Bryan Adams, hard to believe, but Bryan Adams is 65. Actor Tilda Swinton, Ancient One in Marvel movies, is 64. Actor Tatum O'Neill is 61. Actor Famke Janssen from the X-Men film series is 60. Sam Rockwell is 56. Luke Hemsworth from Westworld is 44. Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 37. And retired NFL star Jason Kelce, 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Election Day.
Election Day.
It is Commercial TV Broadcast Day. It is Bank Transfer Day. It is American Football Day. It is Chinese Takeout Day. It is Donut Appreciation Day.
Oh, yes.
We seem like there's a lot of Donut Appreciation Days to me, but
it certainly is.
It's Gunpowder Day. And it's Love Your Red Hair Day if you're a redhead. All right, it is time for our number for the day. Yes. Our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. We always give Ian three choices for our number for the day quiz. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct just by guessing. So that's 33%. If he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, so three out of five, it's a winning week. If he gets four out of five, that would tie his all-time best week, a record week. And then the golden week is perfect.
Five out of five.
We have not done that quite yet. All righty. Our number for the day. Last year, how much money in U.S. lottery winnings went unclaimed? So how much money in, you say you won a lottery, but hey, you didn't claim it. You forgot. You may have bought your ticket for the Powerball or whatever it may have been, and you did not claim your winnings. So what is the total amount of U.S. dollars in lottery winnings that went unclaimed?
Last year, right?
Last year.
Okay, last year.
All right. Is the correct answer $47 million? Is the correct answer $87 million? Is the correct answer $127 million? So $47 million, $87 million, $127 million. How much U.S. lottery winnings went unclaimed last year?
47, 87, or 127 million unclaimed winnings last year.
So it was just sitting there waiting for you to claim it.
Oh, boy.
And boy, people decided, nope, not going to take that free money.
Okay, yeah, don't overthink this. Just go with your best guess. I'm going to go with 87 million in unclaimed winnings for last year. A B is my final answer this time.
All right. So last year, what amount in U.S. lottery winnings went unclaimed? The correct answer is $87 million.
Yes! A two in a row.
You have clinched a passing week, and now we're going to try to keep it rolling.
The pressure is really on.
All right. Well, the pressure is now on because it's time to go and vote.
Oh, yes.
Everybody get out there and vote and then tune in all day today and then tonight starting at 6 for special election coverage. And then tomorrow morning, Bob Look will be with us in the first hour. We'll talk about the results. And then we have some special guests. We have some kids from Wausau West. They have coming up the Hunchback of Notre Dame coming up this weekend. We'll have some of the cast members joining us tomorrow as well. So
Tuesday, everybody.
A lot on the plate. So
you should get out there and vote.
That's right. And we'll be back tomorrow. Chad Holmes Show, WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.